Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca joins me once again.
Did you miss me?
Of course. And this time for our regular media segment, Mike, there's an old-fashioned tabloid war brewing in New York. The New York Post, the New York Daily News taking shots at each other. But with any war, there are always innocents caught in the crossfire. Who is it in this case?
I'll give you a hint. He's small and helpless, and according to the Daily News, he misses his mommy.
It's Cubs fan Steve Bartman.
A good guess. It's sort of a cub. It's a baby lion who a reporter from the New York Post bought from an Ohio animal dealer when the lion was only 8 days old. What the Post was trying to do was to expose the exotic animal trade, which is perfectly legal and almost totally unregulated in many states. And it's a classic tabloid story because one paper will perform a stunt and then the other paper will try to tear down the stunt. And the Post story on Monday was headlined, "Cub Reporter, Post's Man Rescues Baby Lion in Ohio." So that sounds pretty good, right?
Right.
But if you read the Daily News on the same day, their headline was, "Jungle Bungle by Post Reporter."
Okay, this is a fight. These two papers are, I mean, they're notorious for going after each other. So what is it that the Daily News is saying the New York Post bungled?
Well, the news is saying that 8 days old is so young that separating the lion from his mother could have killed it. What happened was the Post reporter was working with two Ohio animal activists. I spoke to one of them, Bill Long, who described the scene when he and the New York Post reporter drove up to the dealer's house in rural Ohio.
Next to the house, you see cages, and in the cages were two Bengal tigers, two large cougars, a white tiger, two bears, two primates. I mean, it's insane.
Long said he didn't realize until he saw it that the lion would be so young. And it's at that very moment that he and the reporter made the decision that became the fodder for this tabloid war. So what Long was thinking was that the lion's sister had already been sold, and he knew that if he and the reporter walked away, a similar fate could very well befall this lion. He calls the question the classic ethical quagmire.
What do? You leave it there? I see it as a rescue mission. One of the things that animal rights activists are concerned about are individual animals. We're concerned about the immediate pain and suffering that individual animals are going through. It would be very difficult for me not to go in and save an animal in any situation that has immediate concerns.
All right, Mike, so they take the lion. What happens?
The lion was all right for a while. Bill Long refers to it as a kitty. He was playful, Bill Long says. But then the lion began refusing formula from the bottle, and it became clear that he had to go to a local sanctuary. Happened to be the very same Ohio sanctuary that's now home to Ming the Tiger, who was living in a Harlem apartment building.
I remember that story from last week.
Yeah, that was the last great tabloid story in this town. The owners of that sanctuary became very critical of the Post, although somehow they wound up being quoted in the Post as saying, "I admire what you guys, parentheses, the Post, are doing."
And what does the Post say for its part in Operation Secondhand Lion?
Well, the reporter on the story wouldn't talk to me or to anyone, but their publicist released a short statement saying the lion wasn't harmed by the reporter and he's fine now. They also faxed me a statement of support from Vernon Weir, the director of the Animal Sanctuary Association. But when I talked to Mr. Weir, I asked him, in that one critical moment when the reporter was presented with an 8-day-old lion, what should he have done?
If he had called, let's say, from the site or prior, you know, and said that he has an 8-day-old cub, I would say, let's not take the risk, even though this cub's life is in jeopardy and could be sold literally within the next 10 minutes and could end up in, you know, a very bad situation. Taking the responsibility for an 8-day-old cub may not be the wisest thing to do, even though I feel strong compassion towards that cub.
He emphasized, as does Bill Long, that by showing how easy it is to buy a lion and how unscrupulous the exotic animal sellers are, the Post wound up performing a public service no matter what happened with this lion.
Well, that sounds like a point for the Post anyway. What is going to happen to the lion?
Well, the lion, who the Daily News has dubbed Boomerang, you know, for a stunt that boomerangs, which actually isn't a great name because lions aren't indigenous to Australia. But the lion's living in the sanctuary in Ohio. The sanctuary is soliciting for donations through the Daily News. But Vernon Weir from the American Sanctuary Association says the best sanctuary in America has offered to take the lion at no charge. The sanctuary where the lion is now has not expressed any interest in that so far.
Mike, thanks for the story.
Alex, I hope to speak to you again soon.
Of course.